Thank you for tuning in to today's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walmerge, Ohio. Today's homily was given by Father Eric Schild, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Wednesday, August 15th, 2018, the Solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Now here is Father Eric.
So what's your soul proclaiming tonight? What's your soul proclaiming? That's the big question. What is it proclaiming right now? If you honestly had to answer that question, what is your soul proclaiming? Again, maybe you're sitting here much like Misty, and your soul is proclaiming a lot of joy. She has been looking forward to entering the church for a long time, and she has been patient in waiting for this, and she is full of joy. I just put those words in your mouth, but I'm guessing that that's okay. Okay, got anything else? What else is your soul proclaiming? Nervousness. Okay, well, that's okay. It's not like the whole church is going to watch. Don't worry, it's not a problem. Okay, so maybe the soul's proclaiming a little nervousness right now, but obviously a lot of joy. Maybe our soul is proclaiming some frustration right now, or maybe our soul is proclaiming tiredness or just being kind of worn out. Maybe our soul is proclaiming some sin right now because we got some sin on our heart and soul. Maybe our soul is proclaiming, who knows, despair or hopelessness. Or maybe it is proclaiming hope and faith and love. What's our soul proclaiming? You know, I think as we look at the example of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and we see that her life was not easy. And we say, boy, you know, she was born without sin and she had it made. But when you look at her life, obviously you know that her emotion had to have been a lot, as she had to endure and watch her son die on a cross, as she had to endure this news that she is going to give birth to the Son of God and she might be stoned to death for that. Again, like, what? Throughout all of that, her soul proclaimed the greatness of God. Throughout everything, her soul proclaimed the greatness of God. And I think there is so much, my friends, that we can learn from the example of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Our soul needs to proclaim the greatness of God at all times. But then we also have to deal with the fact of what happens when other people are not proclaiming the greatness of God. Mary had to deal with the fact that people were not proclaiming the greatness of God as they nailed her son to a cross. She had to deal with that. You know, in our church right now, you know, we're having to deal with the fact that there are certain people, priests, bishops, even cardinals, who have not proclaimed the greatness of God. They haven't. You know, another round of scandals and different things that have come out that just absolutely tick me off. And disgust me. They did not proclaim the greatness of God. And what do we do with that? What do we do with people that we trust don't proclaim God's greatness, sometimes in huge, huge ways? I think when we look to the Blessed Virgin Mary, we see that she always, always, always had courage, and she always had hope. She always had courage, she always had hope, and that is why she is the mother of the church who watches out for us, protects us, and guides us. My friends, we need courage and hope, especially when we have to face people who are not proclaiming God's greatness at all. We need courage when it comes to priests. We need young men who are going to be courageous in living out the call to priesthood, and old and middle-aged and whatever it is. We need courage in the priesthood, as bishops, as cardinals, to be able to live as Christ has taught us, period. We need courage to be able to trust that Mary, the mother of the church, will watch out for us and guide us as any good mother would do for her son or daughter. We need hope that she will actually do it. And she will, and she does. And again, as we look at somebody like Misty tonight, we see how our church continues to transform lives. And yes, we have to deal with humans who don't always proclaim God's greatness. We have to deal with that. But we also, more importantly, have to look at how God continues through his Son and through the Blessed Virgin Mary to continue to transform people's lives. We have to deal with those who do not proclaim God's greatness. And the church must be swift and clear and take decisive action, and apologies are not enough. But we can never lose hope. We can never lose hope in our life and in our church that God continues to provide and continues to touch lives in unbelievable ways that we could never dream of. Again, as we look at Misty tonight, again, you might not have ever been able to dream that this day was going to come. And yet here it is, because you had hope and you had courage to fight the good fight. And how awesome that is. And as we look at all of our RCIA people who went through the process and dedicated their lives to Christ and his church, again, it just helps me to know that Our Lady, the mother of the church, who has been assumed into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, arrayed in gold, that she is looking out for us. And so let's approach her tonight with courage. Let's approach her tonight with hope, knowing that she takes all of those concerns, all those cares directly to her son. And I think it's always a good opportunity for us to remind ourselves that praying the rosary is so critical to get rid of evil in our world, to get rid of evil in our church, to get rid of evil in our families and our lives, and to continue to have courage and hope. And so let's not forget about those rosaries that maybe need dusted off right now, or maybe they've been well used. But regardless, let's always put our trust, our courage, and our hope in the Blessed Virgin Mary.
Thank you for tuning in to today's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wambridge, Ohio. Make sure to tune in each week as Father Eric unpacks the readings from the weekend and shares real-life stories to help bring Scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.